Blog Talk Radio.
Speaking to you live Sunday evening, December 15th, 2013. And again, I welcome you to our show. It's a pleasure having you join us this evening and take your time to share your energy with us as we continue the celebration of the life of Nelson Mandela. But as always, before I begin, I pay homage to the One Most High, to our ancestors, to my beloved wife, to my beloved mother-in-law, to my daughter, all of my siblings and family and friends of you from the community of Cypher. And share the books and people and heroes and sheroes that have joined us in our life journey. So to continue, as I mentioned from last week, yesterday I had the esteemed pleasure of being invited to Boys and Girls High School in Brooklyn, New York, and I was invited as a drummer. And I joined a number of other drummers and entertainers in honoring and celebrating the going home celebration of our late President Nelson Mandela of South Africa. It was quite an experience. It wasn't negative actually, it was just by divine order that it did snow yesterday. So the turnout wasn't as great as we would have hoped it to have been, but everyone who came was meant to come. It was by divine order. And it was indeed an exciting event. And we had the pleasure of having the Consul General from the United Nations who came. And he was the keynote speaker. His name is George Maninagini, and he was the keynote speaker who addressed the audience, and Mr. Bob Myers of the Central Brooklyn Jazz Consortium of Brooklyn, New York was the host, and it began by us having an opening drum ceremony performed by myself and Baba Shanto, who also performed libation, and we had a host of other drummers. He had young children and young adults, teenagers, who accompanied him with his drumming corps, and it was quite an experience. One of the preceding speakers before the keynote speaker was Reverend Karen Daughtry of House of the Lord, and Minister Muhammad of Masjid Number 7, and Sister Viola Plummer of December 12th, they were speakers, esteemed speakers, who really had standing ovations and really struck upon some very succinct points and revelations regarding apartheid and how indeed the work remains to be done here in the United States. And there were a host of other speakers that also spoke, but all in all, it was quite a auspicious event, and one that I'm really going to remember for quite a while in terms of me being a participant and having the blessings of being there. I was joined by my wife, and we were able to meet some people, myself particularly, who I hadn't seen for some while. Took some pictures, which will be posted on my page at Facebook, and also here on the show's website here at Blog Talk Radio. And I will also continue from time to time to talk about the phenomenal and the very intense life of our brother, the late President Nelson Mandela. I just want to just, and I would be remiss, my wife is walking to the studio, and I'd like to have her just to greet her. And how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, it's great to have you with us again this evening.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
Yes, yes, indeed. I was just sharing with the listening audience how very moving and electrifying the experience was yesterday afternoon at Boys and Girls High School as we celebrated the life of Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela has touched so many lives in so many ways, directly as well as indirectly.
Mm-hmm.
The celebration yesterday was one that was auspicious, it was timely, and it had a message.
Mm-hmm.
And so my prayer is that people worldwide are tuned into the message,
mm-hmm.
not only of Mandela's, late President Mandela's life and his teachings, but what I also appreciated was one of the keynote speakers who so eloquently and rightly so, pointed out that Winnie Mandela, Mrs. Mandela,
mm-hmm.
is just as strong a figure because throughout the 27 years that President Mandela was in prison,
mm-hmm.
it was Winnie Mandela who was promoting what was happening and keeping Nelson Mandela in the forefront.
Hmm.
And I so much appreciated that was brought out.
Absolutely.
Because we tend a lot of times to forget people who act as advocates and backbones, as it were. So that was something very profound that was brought out by one of the speakers, and I greatly appreciated that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm happy you mentioned that. That's so true. It takes a lot of commitment on the behalf of a wife to be devoted to a husband who's in prison for 27 years and to raise by herself two children, two young daughters, and to be steadfast and as an activist for the cause of eliminating apartheid. And few of us were not aware of what was happening in Africa, specifically in South Africa. But the irony was that South Africa, President Mandela and his wife Winnie were taking heed to the civil rights movement here in the United States.
Yeah.
You know, the civil rights movement, ironically, was a catalyst for them on certain levels, for them to really develop with a strategy and the determination to end apartheid. So it was just very interesting to have that revelation come to the surface. And I remember El Hajj Malik El Shabazz, Malcolm X, making a statement shortly before he passed, before he was assassinated, that the world waiting on the black man in America And he meant that in so many aspects, in so many ways, that what we have gone through and what we are going through continually is being observed. And it's just an interesting scenario in terms of how years later we find out that a heroic figure such as President Nelson Mandela maintained contact with leaders here in the United States within the African American community. And behind the scenes, they were collaborating. And of course, it was noted that his imprisonment was something that was a result of certain inequities that were happening here in the United States, which we won't get into on this show. But we must bear witness that, as another speaker said yesterday, that each of us has a purpose. Each of us has a responsibility to do whatever we can to rid our communities throughout the world of any injustices that are happening amongst us. And I think number one is to deal with the family and being committed to the importance of maintaining a family, a healthy family, from spirit to mind and body. And that's something that Nelson and Winnie Mandela, I think, exhibited, like you mentioned earlier. You know, they had true love between each other.
Well, they were both persons of character.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have people of character as role models, it assists every family.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, with so many broken homes, single parents, domestic violence in the home, substance abuse in the home, lack of role models for the children due to the conditions in the home, when you have people like a Nelson Mandela and a Winnie Mandela as role models, it's important.
Mm-hmm.
Because many people don't have role models. They didn't grow up with role models. Many of the men did not grow up with a role model of a father taking care of his family.
Mm.
So then when they start their own families, they don't have the knowledge as to how to take care of their families.
Mm.
They might know what's expected of them, but not know it in their heart where they're demonstrating it. They might just know it on paper as words, but they're not doing it. So when you have role models, they are to be lifted up and they are to be looked upon with a degree of reverence.
Mm. Absolutely. Amen. Ashe. The aspect of being looked upon, I was just thinking of an article that former Mayor Dinkins of New York City indicated in an article that he wrote recently that Nelson Mandela's visit to New York in 1990 was a remarkable moment in the history of the city, and it was an unforgettable and emotional time for him as a mayor. And I also can recall, as I shared with you, I believe, my conversation with Jitsu Iusi, who was also one of the people behind the scenes, along with Bill Lynch, the deputy mayor, who orchestrated his visit, his being Nelson Mandela's visit to New York City. And what was so special about yesterday was that along with him coming to meet those of us of African descent in the leadership, starting with Mayor Dinkins and Harlem and other dignitaries, he came here to Brooklyn and made a point that he wanted to visit Boys and Girls High School under the inspiration of Jitsu Iusi. Thus, the reason why we had the ceremony yesterday at Boys and Girls. And I was very happy to hear that there's a new school that's being created in Boys and Girls in honor of Nelson Mandela. It's called the Nelson Mandela Academy in honor of his name and his life. So that's going to be a very interesting entity to keep track of in terms of how it's going to influence the youngsters in our community to learn about the life of Nelson Mandela and his tenacity and his determination to do whatever he could for his people. And I'm very encouraged about that prospect. So, I want to thank you again for sharing that about Winnie.
Yes, Winnie Mandela is she is a great role model for me.
Absolutely, and many other women, I'm sure.
Oh, sure. You know, I can only speak for myself, but I know that women worldwide admire and have a desire to emulate Mrs. Mandela.
Absolutely. Yes, so we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back through in a moment. And stay tuned. Okay, we're back, and I'd just like to quote an article written by a Corky Samasco and Larry Machane of the New York Daily News. And, quote, they state that he emerged on the global stage from the apartheid of his homeland as part man and part myth, a black South African warrior who embraced peace. And I'm always using the term peaceful warrior. I first heard of that term, peaceful warrior, by an author, Dan Millman, which I will be reviewing in the near future, this book titled Peaceful Warrior. And when I think of Mandela, indeed, he was a warrior of many levels. A few of us know that Mandela was actually, he was a boxer at one time. So he had the fighting spirit in him on many levels. He became a worldwide symbol, going back to the article, of determination and dignity and grace and goodwill. And now that he's passed at the age of 95, Nelson Mandela lives on in the hearts of his South African constituents and the mind of people around the world who shared his commitment to human rights. He was an unlikely journey that begun in a segregated section of South Africa, the nation where a white minority condemned the blacks to second-class citizenship for centuries. It ended Thursday past with his decease from lingering health woes in a full 23 years after he emerged from jail and became the nation's first black president of South Africa. Many of us did not realize that Mandela was a son of a tribal chief and born in the last year of World War I. The regal barons of his childhood stayed with the national-born leader as his reputation grew. And through most know him as Mandela, his fellow South Africans referred to him as Madiba, his clan name and term of respect. So Madiba, the man who would go on to be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, he grew up in Africa, still dominated by European colonial rule, and he showed an early inclination towards dissent. He was expelled from the University of Fort Hare in 1938 for his part in a student strike, and Mandela was no stranger to tragedy. He He outlived three of his children from his first marriage, a daughter who died at birth, a son killed in a 1970 car crash, and a son claimed by AIDS in 2005. He was kept behind bars during the funeral of his mother, and his first ex-wife died in 2004, and he divorced his second wife, Wendy, in 1996. In 1991, Wendy was convicted for kidnapping of an alleged police informant while Mandela was jailed as a political prisoner. And more recently, his 13-year-old great-granddaughter died in a 2010 car wreck just before South Africa's hosting the World Cup. However, Mandela's spirit remained indomitable as the years passed and his message echoed with new generations around the globe. Free Nelson Mandela, a song by the British band The Special AKA, became an international call for justice in 1984. And Stephen Van Zunk, a Jersey Shore kid of the 1960s, led an artist and welcomed Mandela during the leader's triumphant visit to New York after his release. And during his 27 years of captivity, 18 of them inside a cell on Baron Robben Island, Mandela refused deals offered by the white South African regime to free him from prison. And in 1975, a letter to Winnie, Mandela suggested that his confinement was actually a means of greater knowledge. You may find that the cell is an ideal place to learn to know yourself and to search realistically and regularly the process of your own mind and feelings, he wrote. The solitary inmate also wrote his thoughts in an unpublished manuscript written in prison. So the self-depreciating Mandela noted that he and other leaders of that movement through the ANC and anti-apartheid movement received all the attention in the struggle for freedom, but they were only part of the story, he wrote. Every activist, he continued, was like a brick, which makes up our organization. And I must remind you, last week I mentioned the fact that I had been invited to a meeting with the ANC back in 1989. And I took part in the New York City Welcoming Committee for Nelson Mandela, and G2EUC invited me to be a marshal in the parade and welcoming Nelson Mandela to Boys and Girls High School. So I go back quite a history in terms of this celebration of Nelson Mandela's life here in New York City. And I'm very honored and grateful to be alive and to be able to share with you my experience, my humble experience. And I just hope that indeed I do it some justice in terms of the emotions and the collective energy of brothers and sisters who had the opportunity to meet him and to spend time with him and to be involved as activists in concert with the struggle of getting rid of apartheid, eliminating apartheid in South Africa. So, again, I thank you all for joining us, and I will touch upon in next week's show a couple of the experiences, a few more experiences that I had yesterday at Boys and Girls once I collaborate with some other colleagues who joined me in the celebration. And I may even invite them to speak on the show if they happen to be available. So thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to you sharing your Sunday with us next week, and hopefully, we pray and we affirm that this coming week will be one of peace, love, and health, and joy, and abundance. So until then, have a continued blessed evening. praise to the One Most High, to our ancestors, to all of you and the family throughout the community of Cyber World, and to my immediate family. I wish you all shalom, assalamu alaikum, all my relations, namaste, and peace, love, and respect. Until next week.